That's my diary. You shouldn't be looking at this.
Don't worry. I don't know how to read anyways.
Oh, right. Well, just stay out of my stuff anyway, okay?
Okie dokie.
That was close.
Now, where were we? May 7th, DJ got a zip.
Oh, right. I tried to make it look like a beauty mark, but nobody was fooled.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
You know, this was a great idea, getting the boys together with Cooper.
Yeah. Well, since Matt was coming over to work on Jesse's Harley, I thought it was a perfect time for our kids to meet.
Yeah, they're getting along great.
Look at them with those building blocks. They look like little construction workers.
All they need is a lunch pail, hard hat, and their little tushy tops sticking out the top of their diapers.
All right, I found the problem. It's in the exhaust system. I also found out where Comet hides his sock ball. Just don't let it happen again. How the kids doing? They having fun?
Oh, yeah. They're having a great time.
Oh, good. I'm glad. You know, it's hard finding pals for Coop. He's pretty smart for a kid his age.
Yeah, well, you know, Nikki and Alex are pretty smart for their age, too. Watch this. Nikki? Alex? What is this? That means block. You see that? Very good.
Excuse me, sir. Could I use that block, please?
Huh. Cooper talks good.
Cooper talks well. Talks well.
Yeah, you do. You talk very good. Well, I mean.
Yeah, we've been helping Coop get ready for preschool.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's ready for law school.
Well, Coop's been accepted to Boughton Hall for next term. That's one of the best preschools in the Bay Area.
Really?
I mean, you've checked out preschools for your boys, haven't you?
Well, not per se. I mean, we're kind of in the pre-preschool phase.
You better get going. I mean, the most important choice a parent can make for his child is to pick the right preschool.
Gee, I always thought it was Huggies or Pampers.
Don't let your kids fall behind. I mean, you should work on vocabulary, numbers, motor skills.
Yeah, see, Boughton Hall believes. I mean, if you put your kid on the right track now, he's going to be on the fast track for life.
Oh, well, that's where we want Nikki and Alex. Fast track, the right track. Zoom. Becca, we gotta check this school out for Nikki and Alex. And the sooner, the better.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q.
Okay, I'm going for a bike ride, all right? Gotta tone up those muscles, get the cardiovascular system going, keep the weight down. Anybody want anything from the donut dive?
Major news! DJ!
Mr. T, spandex is not for everyone.
Neither is this house.
Timmy, did you get what I hope you got?
I did if it's my driver's license.
Ah! Let's hit the road. We're burning rubber now.
I thought I smelled Kimmy's feet.
Hey, keep up that attitude and you'll be walking to the mall.
The mall? Kimmy, Kimmy, Kimmy. Friend, neighbor, chauffeur. Don't you recognize a good-natured jest when you hear one?
Hey, if you're thinking about sucking up to me, it might work.
Can I suck up too?
Sure, squirt. I could use a hood ornament.
Yay!
My brother Garth is so proud of me, he's letting me drive his car Wild Thing.
Are you serious? Yes. That's awesome.
Whoa, hold it. I have a rule. No daughters of mine are getting inside a vehicle called the Wild Thing. Especially if it's being driven by that thing.
Dad, test her. Driving's the one thing she's actually good at.
Hey.
I mean, besides forging excuse notes. Thank you.
Okay, Kimmy, what is the speed limit in a residential area?
25 unless otherwise posted.
How about near a railroad track?
50 miles per hour within 100 feet of the crossing when you can't see the tracks for 400 feet in both directions.
Okay, road test.
You're on.
Amazing. Dad's so calm about getting in a car with Kimmy.
See ya.
Choo-choo. What's that? What's that?
Choo-choo.
That's a choo-choo. Choo-choo.
Hey, Beck. I got this application for Boughton Hall. Check out these questions.
Let me see. Please list, according to the recognizability factor, the geometric shape most familiar to your offspring.
I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know what the question is. Let me see this. Look at this. Verbal skills, letter recognition, hand-eye coordination.
Well, I'd say their head-bucket coordination is excellent.
Yes. Hey, guys.
Hey, Joey.
Beck, I finished my wash, so I put your load in.
Oh, thanks. The whites or the colors?
Were they supposed to be separate?
I'll be right back.
Don't even worry. I use the hottest water possible. Hey, Jess, what's going on?
I'm just checking out this application for Boughton Hall.
Boughton Hall? That is a great preschool. I couldn't get in there, and I was 14.
Well, looks like Nikki and Alex aren't going to get in here either. I mean, look at these questions.
Evaluate the scope of your child's verbal skills.
Yeah. Well, they have good verbal skills. I mean, you know, they do talk all the time.
It's just not always in English. Perfect. Put down that they're bilingual.
They're not bilingual.
Sure they are. They speak two languages, English and gibberish.
I'm not going to lie on this application.
You want them to have a good education, don't you?
Of course I do, Joey. It's the most important thing in the whole world right now is their education. I mean, you know, if my parents would have put me on the right track, maybe I wouldn't be at night school right now getting my high school diploma.
Well, then you got to give the boys a little edge.
Really?
Yeah.
You know something? You're right.
Uh-huh.
I'm their father.
Darn right.
If I don't lie for them, who will?
That's right.
All right. Let's see. Language. Bilingual. No, wait.
Bilingual.
Hold it. Unbelievably lingual.
Steve, are you my friend?
Yeah, of course I am.
Watch it, Steve. She's setting you up.
Do you mind I'm talking to my friend? Can you help me with my math?
Well, you know, math's not my best subject, but hey, I'll give it a shot.
Just need to know, it's 5 take away 1.
Oh, 5 take away 1. All right, now, let's say you have 5 cookies. All right. Now, if you take away 1, I'm going to have 1.
4, if I hurry.
Come on. Michelle, what are you doing?
Studying.
Hey, how'd the road test go?
Terrible. He's the best driver I've ever been with. Even her maps were folded correctly.
What
tell you, Dad. Kimmy was born to drive.
I knew there was a reason.
All right. I don't know what to say. You're a natural, Kimmy. I actually feel secure with you kids in the car with her. Tomorrow, you can all take a ride in the wild thing.
Great. Let's hit the mall.
Let's hit Binge Burger.
Let's hit Vegas. I feel lucky.
Jess! You'll never guess what. Boughton Hall just called. You must have done a great job on that application. They're interested in Nikki and Alex.
I knew it. We're in.
No, honey, we're not in yet. We have to take the boys down there this afternoon for an interview. They want to meet them and evaluate their abilities.
Evaluate their little abilities, huh?
Yeah. Isn't this exciting?
Yeah.
I'm going to go give them a bath. Somehow they look smarter when they're clean.
Well, look at the time. I'll bet there's a hockey game on somewhere in the world.
Get back here. Joey, what am I going to do? I lied through my teeth on that thing. I said they were two little geniuses.
Oh, boy, you better hope Becky gets those kids really clean.
Or dead.
Hi, Boughton Hall. Look at this, guys. The starting line of the fast track. Right, fast track. Just let me do the talking.
Oh, boy, I hope they like us.
Oh, honey, they'll like us. Listen, sweetheart, if you happen to hear some, some strange things during this interview, just kind of go with it. Your hair looks good like that, by the way.
What strange things?
Well,
see, on the application, I may have, what's the word I'm looking for? I may have embellished a little bit.
Embellished? How much?
Minuscule amounts, really, just a tad.
Ah, Ambassador and Mrs. Katsopoulos. I'm Mrs. Jacobs. Why don't you just sit down, make yourselves at home, and I'll be back with you shortly.
Ambassador?
Let's observe them through the two-way mirror for a while to see how they relate to the children.
Any other surprises?
Honey, I know you're upset, but this is very important. You know, the fast track. Zoom. Zoom, 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 zoom.
Yeah, right. Okay, zoom. Zoom, 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 zoom.
Right. Hey. Come on, guys. Come here. Come here, you. I got to talk to you guys.
Go to your daddy.
Now, let me explain something to you. First impression is very critical. Now, I found over the years that the natural part kind of expresses a carefree attitude that can only work in your favor. So let's find that natural part, shall we, fellas? Let's find the middle. Ready? Let's find the natural part. Shake it out, boys. Shake it out. That's good.
All right.
Honey, I have something in my teeth. Here, slide down to mommy. There you go. Yeah, honey, I have some kind of something in my molar here. It's a hunk of walnut. I have a walnut. You have any floss, Beck?
Hi. Thanks for being so patient.
Oh, that's okay. We were just getting the boys ready for the interview.
I know. I saw you.
Sauce?
Well, yes, that's a two-way mirror. We always observe the parents and children for a few moments. Floss?
No, I was just joking. I knew you were watching. I was just joking. I find that a sense of humor is very important in the diplomatic corps.
Perhaps we should begin.
Good. Listen, my children...
Our philosophy is, if children are placed on the right track at an early age, they will be on the fast track through life.
Right. Well, that's what we believe. Zoom! You know. Hey, we've developed this motto around the house, you know. Fast track, right track, two tracks in one.
Catchy.
Yeah, I made it up myself.
If your children are accepted here, you'll be expected to work with them at home rather intensively so that they may reap the optimum benefits from our curriculum.
Oh, yeah, well, our kids love to reap.
Couple little reapers. Well, listen, we've really enjoyed the interview. Thanks a lot, and give us a call when school starts. Come on, boys.
Well, the interview hasn't begun. They need to meet with the principal, have an intelligence test. By the way, Mrs. Katsopoulos, what language would the children be most comfortable taking the test in? Well, you know, I like to refer all the language questions to my husband, the diplomat.
Language. Language. Well, I feel that probably English. English would be easiest on your people.
Look, Mrs. Jacobs, we have to be honest. Well, I have to be honest. We may have, well, he may have embellished, lied a bit on our application.
Honest. She's been on this honesty kick all week.
Well, we had a feeling you might have embellished. Not too many two-year-olds are proficient on the bassoon.
The bassoon?
Well, they're too short for the cello.
It only shows you want what's best for your boy. So, come along, children. We're going to have a wonderful time. Mrs. Katsopoulos, ambassador.
Oh, I love this song. Come on, guys, sing Wild Thing.
Yeah, all right.
This is fun. Hey!
Wild Thing.
Rag on him.
No, very mature, Kimmy.
What's the fun of driving if you can't make fun of nerds on foot?
You're right. I mean, what are they gonna do? Throw a pawn at us?
Hey, let's play Ring Around the Chevy.
All right! What is it?
Well, we get out, run around the car, and goof on them because we have wheels and they don't.
The guy with the tape on his glasses is mine. Hey, chess boys!
We just need a little exercise. We've been sitting in our car for so long.
Yeah. But you wouldn't know the feeling because you're walking.
Gibbler, my door is locked.
Mine too.
Mine three.
I must have hit the power door lock. We're locked out.
Well, maybe we can break a window. We need something hard.
How about Gibbler's head? You can't break a window on Wild Thing. My brother would kill me.
What are we gonna do now?
We can get a pizza.
Good idea, Michelle. And how would you like to get it?
Oh, yeah. We can have it delivered. Hey, that guy looks like Dad.
That guy is Dad. Dad, hi. Beautiful day. What brings you out here?
My bike. Why aren't you in the car?
Well, we were getting cramped, so we thought that we would get out and stretch our legs.
Yeah.
Well, now that you're all nice and limber, when are you going to get back in?
When we unlock our doors.
What? You're locked out?
We played Ring Around the Chevy. The Chevy won.
Girls, it's very dangerous.
Dad, you're right. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Me three.
Well, apparently they're all very sorry. Can I borrow your bike?
Kimmy, you may have passed your driver's test, but you have the judgment of a lima bean. I am really disappointed in all of you. A car is not a toy. That's something you could think about on your walk home.
It's 2 miles.
Well, then you'll have plenty of time to think. I'm going to go see if those people let me use their phone to call Kimmy's brother. He may want to pick up his car. Though I can't imagine why.
Great.
I can't believe you locked the keys in the car. Now we have to walk 2 miles.
All right, okay, let's try another one. Come on, guys, now concentrate here, please. Now watch what I'm doing here. What is this letter? Come on. Oh, what is that? No, no, it's the first letter in frustration. What is it? Come on.
H.
Jess.
All right, guys, try this.
Jess, look, we've been pushing the boys all week. I mean, we don't even know if they've been accepted to Boughton Hall.
Honey, it doesn't matter. If they don't get in Boughton Hall, then we got to get them in someplace else. Okay, guys, shapes. Time for shapes. There you go.
Jess, we're not letting them be kids anymore. They're not having any fun.
Honey, look, they're kids. They're short. They wear diapers. They can't vote. All right, guys, come on. Let's go.
No.
Son, please. Look, the square block goes into the square hole, like that. See? There you go, pal. Try it.
No.
Try it.
Just, you know what? We should just back off, okay? We're getting frustrated, and so are they.
Sweetheart, this is very important. I mean, I wish my parents would have spent some quality time like this with me, okay? Son, give me that. Look, see, this has five sides, okay? It's called a five-sidagon. All right, now here you go. Now, come on, please, son, concentrate for Daddy, okay? Try. Now, come on, please concentrate. Where does the five-sidagon go?
Uh-oh, Daddy got a boo-boo.
Oh. Daddy boo-boo.
You know what, honey? I think that the boys are trying to tell us something.
Yeah, we need softer blocks.
Jess.
I know, they hate it, and I'm pushing them too hard. It's just that I just want the best for my little boys, that's all.
Sweetheart, I know you want what's best for them, but you know what? Maybe the fast track isn't it. I mean, Nikki and Alex are normal, healthy kids, and whatever track they're on, they seem to be doing okay.
Maybe I did push this preschool thing a little bit.
Nope.
I mean, maybe Boughton Hall isn't right for our kids.
Well, you know what? When they're ready to go to preschool, we'll find the right one and we'll do everything we can to encourage them.
All right. Come here, you. Come here, yo. The reason that I love them so much, and I just want them to be happy, that's all.
Well, they look pretty happy to me.
You got a letter. Thought you wouldn't know.
Oh, let me see, sweetheart. Hey, Jess, it's from Boughton Hall.
Did Nikki and Alex get in?
Does it matter, honey?
Not in the least.
All right, then. All right. Who wants some ice cream?
You don't have to ask me twice.
Ice cream! Here we go, ice cream!
They made it. They got in.
Does this change anything?
Not a thing.